Wait for thee in Zion, Lord. To thee vows paid shall be. O thou that hearer art of prayer, all flesh shall come to thee. Iniquities I must confess prevail against me do, but as for our transgressions, them purge away shall thou. Blessed is the man whom thou dost choose and makes approach to thee, that he within thy courts, O Lord, may still a dweller be. We surely shall be satisfied with thy abundant grace and with the goodness of thy house, if not of thy holy place.
That's terrific. And there, you know, this is all about the holy place, the church, the temple in Zion, where people will praise God, but the people approach God in the church where God lives. But you can also, sure, in the church, you can also be a dweller there. The man whom thou dost choose can still be a dweller within thy courts, O Lord. And you know, as I was, you know, the last four lines here, we surely shall be satisfied with thy abundant grace and with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy place. I was thinking to myself that once the words have passed away, if silence has fallen, the illusion can disappear that you're in a holy place, that God's really there and you are in the presence of God. And you think, it's not true. It's all crap. You know, these are just stone walls and, you know, nothing else. But these, and the hymns themselves, the psalms themselves and prayers, bring God into existence. That's what I think